Yeah. I'm the Eagles are my team, I would like to say a little bit, just because of Jalen Hurts, and I love Jalen Hurts. But and I hate the AFC South as well. But I think the Jaguars win this football game. I think they stay hot. I don't think the Jags are that bad of a team, and I think they honest to God could possibly win the AFC South.
Welcome to episode 57 of the Frenemies podcast. We are doing our predictions this episode. We're also going to let you know how we did last week because we couldn't get the episode out. Last week, let's see. No, that's the wrong week. I went 8-8. Hunter went 6-10. Jack, what did you go last week?
10-6.
And I also went 10-6.
Okay. The records right now, we have Jake in last place, the usual, 22-25-1. Hunter and Jack tied, 25-22-1. And Carter Hip, alone in first place, 26-21-1. All right.
Not a big spread in games, though. Only four. You're only four games back.
Now, here's the thing. I can predict the upsets in the game that I really love correctly. I can't do the middle games, like the close ones where it's like 1 to 2 points. I can't do that. These close teams, but I can tell you what up the big teams get upset and what teams are going to be a blowout. But we'll try to do better this week. First game, I'm pretty confident in. Dolphins, Bengals in Cincinnati. Bengals coming off a big win. Well, not they beat the Jets, but they got their first one. Dolphins coming off a big win against the Bills. This game, for me, screams Cincinnati. Cincinnati's favored by 3.5 points, even though they have two less wins, and they haven't been that impressive this year. The bookmakers are trying to get you to take the Dolphins. Bengals all the way. Hammer the Bengals money line.
Yeah, no, I'm with Jake. I think Bengals win this game as well. Same reasons.
The Bengals could be playing the Hall of Fame team all in their primes. And I would still take them for the uniforms. If you think I'm not picking the Bengals with them all white unis, Bengals cover.
Okay, so what are we missing here? Because the Miami Dolphins are 3-0. The Miami Dolphins offense is humming. The Miami Dolphins defense just held Josh Allen and the Bills, the highest scoring offense ever through 2 weeks, to 19 points last week. I don't get what we're missing here because the Bengals offense hasn't done squat all year. Joe Burrow's been sacked more than any quarterback this year. This is a no-brainer slam dunk for me. Give me the Dolphins.
This seems like such a letdown spot, though, for the Dolphins, I feel like. And the Bengals need a win.
I don't disagree, but also this is one of the biggest, I think, coaching mismatches this week. I've said since last year, I don't like Zach Taylor. I don't think he's a great head coach. I love Mike McDaniel. I think he's brilliant. I think he's a great football mind. I think he'll slice and dice this Bengals defense. I love the Dolphins here.
Are you worried about his inexperience at all, though, as head coach?
I was, and then he beat the Bills. He beat Belichick. And who's the third team? Who am I missing?
Oh, my Lord.
Bills, Belichick. Who am I missing? It doesn't matter. He beat the Bills and Belichick. He beat Harbaugh. He beat the Ravens. Yeah, you're right. He beat Harbaugh and the Ravens. I'm extremely impressed with Mike McDaniels and the Dolphins. I think this is the Dolphins' easiest game of the year so far.
I don't know, man. I think for those reasons, it's just such a letdown spot, and hungry dogs run faster. Dave Portnoy says that. I mean, the Bengals need a win, and the Dolphins, it's not only did they win, it was such an emotional game.
Yeah.
It was such back and forth, and you could just tell the players were exhausted at the end of it. There was so much energy put into it. Coming off a short week, I don't know. I like the Bengals in this spot. But the Dolphins haven't been playing well.
One more key thing, though. Tyreek Hill's going up against Eli Apple. Tyreek Hill is going to have a field day this Sunday. Sorry, not Sunday, Thursday. He's going to have a field day Thursday.
All right. Jack on the island there. Next game in London, Sunday, Vikings Saints. Saints coming off a loss to the Panthers, if I'm not mistaken. Pick me up guys first win. And the Vikings squeaked one out against the Lions. I'll go first here. From now on, when I'm not totally sure about a game, I'm just gonna go with the team I think is overall better and not try to overthink it. I'll take the Vikings.
Yeah, I'm also Jake. I'm going Vikings as well. Saints looked very awful last week. The Vikings beat a very, very good Detroit team. I think Minnesota pulls one up.
Is this considered prime time?
And by the way, I would like to say something.
It's at 9:30.
I hate London games. Why are we going to London? No one cares. No one gives a flying shit about the London Bridge or the Ben Parliament or whatever the hell that is. No one cares. And it's 9:30.
You really stupid moron.
I don't care about expanding. And the NFL and football is America's sport. Don't go expand. We don't need expanding.
It's about viewers, dumbass.
I don't give a flying shit about viewers.
About money.
Enough money here.
There's it's no about
issue.
Money.
There's no issue. We don't need to fly our guys across the ocean to go play in freaking London at 9 a.m. I feel bad for them. They should be ashamed of themselves.
Unlike Jacksonville.
Roger Goodell should be ashamed of themselves.
They'll actually fill the stadium. They actually care about the team.
No.
God damn it. What a moron. I would love a team in London. It'll be electric. Sorry, Jack, you go.
Yeah, Hunter, I'll say this. You've said a lot of stuff on this podcast. I think that is the most right thing you've ever said. That's absolutely fantastic. We do not need to be expending our players over to London. The Queen died. We don't need to keep going. There's no why are we spending money to go to London?
It makes no sense.
We're not going to build a franchise in London. We're not going to even build a fan base in London. Look, they have soccer. There's a reason soccer's not big here. It's because we don't do what the Londoners do.
No one gives a flying shit about American football in any other country but America.
Exactly.
That's the point. That's why they're trying to go over there. I get the whole not going for the team because they're never going to build a team because that's just the flights. It just doesn't make sense. But the fan base over there, that is billions of dollars. That is a maybe almost a $1 trillion market. The entire, especially Europe, is a $1 trillion market.
Europe is like this big. It's not important. There's a reason we beat them in the 70s, and we'll beat them again. We do not need to go over there and play football. Football is our sport. It's not theirs.
I agree. There's
soccer players over there. Yeah. Anyways.
They make viewers. More people watch the games. Why would –
So let's get a country we respect. Who gives a flying shit about Europe?
I would love to see a game played in like Uganda or something in the trenches, something like that. That would be electric. You imagine the Vikings and the Saints battling it out in like South Africa. And like the hearts.
No, you just said that.
Could you imagine the Saints and Vikings battling out like the heart of Savannah?
Once again, Hunter, rule now is
like a beautiful country and a $1 billion arena, but instead you want to send to the desert?
Dude, could you imagine the Saints and the Vikings playing Zimbabwe? The fans would be going nuts. They've never even seen football. It would be electric. It would be electric.
Did you just say from the mud? Did you just call Uganda the mud? Is that what you just did? Sorry for all the Ugandians out there. Your country is not the mud. Come on.
Well,
let's be better. Let's be better. Anyway, for my pick of this game.
I didn't get to make my pick. I got interrupted.
Didn't say anything. I don't think Army is pick either.
Vikings. I chose Vikings.
Okay. Yeah. Hunter, let me just say, you're on fire to start this episode. You're 2 for 2 now. I'll go Vikings just because of that. Hunter, I am so impressed with you today.
Part of this is because I'm not ready to give up on my take. Part of this is because I think that when you're on a long flight, on a weird schedule, there's jet lag. You know, no one's at home. You take the team with the best defense, and I believe the Saints have the best defense. I think the Saints pull this one out.
Oh my God. Hold on.
Don't hit that.
Is this a primetime game?
I just said that.
No. Are you that? He goes, oh my God. Hold on.
We're saying no.
No, it's 9:30 in the morning.
Okay. It's at 9:30 in the morning.
I'm sticking with the Vikings. I think it has something to do with like the daylight.
You're about to get muted.
See the field better in the day than when it's night because the lights affect him differently. I think that's what it is.
He plays in a dome.
It's natural lighting.
He's in a dome.
Natural lighting? What? He just said dome's natural lighting. Are we serious?
You can't be for real right now.
Hunter, you are killing this episode. You are 3 for 3.
It's not natural light.
No, Hip.
What do you mean, no, Hip? Do you know what natural light is? It's the sun. The sun.
Who we got? Is it Bills? Bills, Ravens?
Just moving on.
No. What are Bills, Ravens? We're not even close. What app are you on?
Stick to your role. ESPN. Stick to your role.
ESPN, Hunter. That's the game we're on. We're going through the list.
Stick to your role, Smith.
Browns, Falcons. The Browns are only favored by 1.5 points here, which is kind of interesting. I guess it is in Atlanta, and we have been proven we lose to shitty teams this year. But I'll be taking the Browns. I will never not take the Browns during this. What we do this podcast, and I will not start that now.
Yeah. I chose Carolina week one. I was wrong.
Yep,
I'm going – I would like to think that I'd like to pick with my heart more than I pick with my – or I'd like to think that I pick with my head more than my heart. So – and I don't think the Browns win this football game. So I'm going Atlanta just out of purely just – I think this is a massive letdown spot for the Browns. The offense has been playing phenomenal the first 3 weeks, and I think it really struggles here. And I think Kyle Pitts and Mariota and that Falcons offense along with Drake London is not that bad. And this just seems like a massive letdown spot for Brissett, the offensive line, just really our entire team. I think Joe Woods is a moron once again. I'm going to the Falcons. Let's go, Ryan. So,
Hunter, let me continue on what you're saying here.
Oh, my God.
I still don't think you've yet to miss this podcast. I am picking the Browns. I do think the Cleveland Browns win this game. But I think everything you said about that game is correct. I think this is one of the highest scoring games in the NFL this week. I think it's a shootout. I think Kyle Pitts, fantasy owners, I think this is his breakout game. Joe Woods has proven to me over the last 3 years that he doesn't understand what a defense is. And Joe Woods historically has struggled very poorly against tight ends. I think Kyle Pitts has a phenomenal game. I think Marcus Mariota looks like Oregon Marcus Mariota that won the Heisman. And I think this game, I think Nick Chubb, there's my one last thing about the Browns here. I think Nick Chubb has one of the best games of his career today. It's his first game back in Georgia in the NFL. It's indoors. It's turf. It's everything that screams Nick Chubb. I think Chubb goes off. I think 150-plus rushing yards with, like, 2 touchdowns. I think it's a Nick Chubb field day. I think it's a very high-scoring game, and I think the Browns will win, like, 35-31. It's going to be an electric game.
I, just like Jake, we'll never pick against the Browns. I don't care if they're playing against the undefeated Dolphins or the Tom Brady and Randy Moss Patriots. I don't care. I'm taking the Browns. That's not really Pat McAfee how he says that. I can't do his accent. I wish I could. But I will be taking the Browns. I actually think the complete opposite. I don't think this is a very high-scoring game at all. I think Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt and the O-line just slowly assert their dominance. I think it's like a 28 14, 15, 16, 17 range for the Falcons. We win by almost 2 scores. I'm taking the Browns.
Go Browns.
No.
All right. Next game here, Commanders versus the Cowboys in Dallas. Is Dak playing? Is Cooper Rush playing? Does anyone...
Cooper Rush is slated to start this football
game. Yeah, I think it's Rush for this week.
Okay.
I'll go first.
Okay, yeah, sure.
I really want to go first about this game.
I guess.
There is I have an AAU teammate whose brother grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. And for some reason, he is a Dallas Cowboys fan. Now, I've said this before, and I'll say it again. I was told by my uncle very young, you know, you either hate the Cowboys or you love the Cowboys. There's one of the two. And I didn't really understand. They just drafted Zeke. This was 8 years ago. And I love the Cowboys. because of Ezekiel Elliott being on the team. But they are the Yankees of the NFL. The amount of times I've heard, even after the Browns won, the amount of times I've heard the Browns are sorry, the boys are going to the Super Bowl this year. Like, the amount of times I've heard that over the past 4 to 5 years of my life is just, it's just unbelievable. It's unbelievable that there are Cowboys fans out there saying they can win a Super Bowl with Cooper Rush as their quarterback, you know, barely winning games against the Giants. As much as that pains me, the Commanders are worse. They're worse than the Cowboys. They're more unpredictable than the Cowboys. So I will be picking Dallas, unfortunately, as it is. But I just cannot reiterate enough my disdain, my hatred for the Cowboys.
Just so you can't get like a double positive, I'm taking the Skins.
Sir, no, you're not taking the Skins. They don't exist.
Yeah, well, they should. I'll take the Commanders. Jahan Dotson, Curtis Samuel, Terry McLaurin. I think they'll thrive against that Cowboys secondary. I think Wentz throws like 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. It's your classic Wentz game. I just don't think the Cowboys offense does anything. Give me the Skins.
I'm with Jackson. You pick the Commanders. I also am picking the Commanders here. Carson Wentz in his career against the Cowboys. Pull the stats here. 67% completion percentage, around 1,900 yards, 14 TDs and 4 picks, 95 passer rating. He plays well against them. The Cowboys are full of themselves right now, and Washington needs a win. Hungry dogs run faster. Commanders.
Join me on the rush side.
No, give me them Skins.
You're really just our PR right now is screaming.
So we have 3 picks for the Commanders and then 1 pick for the Cowboys. Next game, Seahawks Lions. I would kick it to Jack here because it's his Lions team, but he decided to leave the picture. So I will go first. I'll take the Lions. I can't get myself to pick the Seahawks really in any game this year. It's not going to start now. I'll take the Lions at home.
Yeah, I agree with Jake. Give me the Lions. They're a good football team. They're honestly not bad. I'll take the Lions.
Give me the Lions.
And also, fuck the Seahawks.
Did all three of you pick Lions while I was gone?
Yeah.
I have picked the Lions in 3 straight games, and probably more dating back to last season. DeAndre Swift is out. Amon-Ra St. Brown looks like he's going to be out. Those two have the offense humming, okay? Both of them out really, really concerns me because I don't think it's a good defense at all. And I don't think Geno's a good quarterback, but Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf, that's a phenomenal receiving core. I hate to say this. We are restoring the roar, but the roar is going to get put on hold this week. Sadly, the Seahawks win this one.
Okay, I was not expecting that. Are we sure Amon-Ra's not playing?
He's questionable. Can I do one of those? If Amon-Ra plays, the game, they win.
No, we talked about this one. We can't.
Give me 2 seconds. I want to look up his status real quick.
Take your time. This is your team. Take your time.
This is my team. Restore the roar, baby. Amon-Ra St. Brown injury. Here we go. Oh, this just has him as day-to-day. Damn it, nothing's official yet. That kills me. He's unsure if he'll be able to play. I'm going to go on the assumption I don't think they're going to put Amon-Ra in the game Sunday. And I hate to say it, Seahawks win this one. I do think Jamal Williams has a fantastic game, though. Big game for Jamal Williams, but Seahawks win.
I can't believe that the game you're picking the Seahawks or the Lions to lose is against the Seahawks. That is bizarre, but you do have your ways.
That I do.
All right. Oh, sorry. Next game, I think probably for the division we all hate the most, Titans Colts.
Well, it's going to be a good one.
Yeah. I honestly didn't know where to go here. I looked up a stat. which I kind of like. I'm going to go with it here. Past three games, the Titans and Colts have played in Indy. The Titans have won. Derrick Henry really hasn't had that game yet. Colts coming off a big win. I guess the Titans have a big win too. Give me the Titans.
Great pick, sweetheart. I got the Titans too.
Yeah. I think I agree. I think I'm with the Titans as well, actually. I don't know. This game's going to be so ugly. It's literally disgusting. And I'm not going to watch this literally a second of this football game because I hate this division with all my heart. But I will go the Titans.
Once again, I'm on the lone island.
That's not a bad island. That's not a bad island to be on. Because you have water, you have food.
Give me the Colts.
Yeah, that's a good island tip.
You're welcome, Travis.
Shelter. You have shelter. You have a decent amount of food.
Yeah, no, I don't really feel. But I don't feel good about being at the Titan Island. It doesn't feel good either.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It's like picking like Hiroshima or like Okinawa. Like both are just not going to end up that good at the end. But we got one for.
Mm-hmm. But you just have to get one. It's got to go right in.
Exactly. Which one's going to die first? And we're hoping that the Colts go down first. Bears Giants in New York. Like most things in New York, you're expecting a big win. There, you have a ton of fans there, a lot of energy, and they shat the bed. They lost the Cowboys. Now you have the Bears coming to town, who, for God knows how, they have two wins. They've thrown 23 passes or completed 23 passes in three games, which I didn't know was possible in this day and age. This may be a worse game than the Titans Colts. I'll take the Giants just because I think the Bears are that bad.
Yeah, I will also take the Giants. I don't think the Giants are as bad as people think they are. I think Saquon's very good. Daniel Jones is pretty ass, but their defense is not horrible. If Jones can pick it up a little bit, they can be an okay football team. The Bears are putrid. So, yeah, I'll go to New York.
I would say just one more thought for this game. When the Cowboys got a shit ton of pressure on Jones, I think they had like six sacks. If the Bears can do that, which they do have a good defense, they could actually like muck up the game and win like 6-3.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I'm still going to pick the Giants, but I just want to say that. Carter or Neal, whichever one would like to step up to the plate.
Giants.
Beautiful. Put me on my island. I got the Bears here. Jake, right to your point. I think the Bears have a fantastic defense. I think it's two bad quarterbacks, but I think Justin Fields is the better of the two quarterbacks. And I think it's like a 19-16 type game, but I think the Bears pulled out. Roquan Smith, look for him to have a day, especially against Daniel Jones. It's going to be a very, very, very tough day for that Giants offense. Also, first game without their wide receiver, Sterling Shepard. So now it's just Kenny Golladay out there in the wideout.
I wouldn't call Justin Fields a bad quarterback yet. I think he's shown flashes. I just think he's in a very, 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 very bad offense.
He hasn't looked great. But, yeah, no, we will see how he ends up. Jaguars-Eagles in Philadelphia. My Jags have proven me right these past couple of weeks each time I pick them. I would love to pick them again, but you're in Jacksonville. The Jaguars just had a big win that no one was expecting. They destroyed a team. The Eagles, I just hope they're going to be able to run on Jacksonville. I don't think the offense of Jacksonville is going to keep up with the offense of Philadelphia. I'm going to take the Eagles here, but if the Jaguars win, I will be happy because they are kind of my team.
Yeah, the Eagles are my team, I would like to say, a little bit, just because of Jalen Hurts, and I love Jalen Hurts, and I hate the AFC South as well, but I think the Jaguars win this football game. I think they stay hot. I don't think the Jags are that bad of a team, and I think they, honest to God, could possibly win the AFC South.
I think they will.
Yeah, so I'm going Jaguars, and I think they shock a lot of people this week.
Hunter, do you have an ice bucket by you, by chance?
I do not.
Well, you got to go get one because you are on fire today, kid. I'm picking the Jaguars too. I hate the Jags, but they're going back to Philly. Doug Peterson's little homecoming. I guarantee you Peterson's got a special script for this game. He strikes me as like one of those types of coaches, like smart but soft, if you know what I mean. I think the Jaguars go in there, shock the Eagles. I hate to say that because I hate Trevor Lawrence with all of my heart, top to bottom. I got the Jags here.
Carter, feel free to get your input here.
There's a game I play on my phone where you try to get as much money as you can to dress your avatar. And I love dressing my avatar in the freshest, newest clothes. And one of the things you can do to earn money is predict the correct scores for sporting events. And let's just say the Eagles have covered so far. Until they don't, I will be picking them. Give me the Eagles.
Thank you, Carter. I don't know where we just went in Carter's brain and storyland, but we were there. Next game in Pittsburgh, Jets Steelers. You know, I've been pretty precise with all my upset picks for this year, I would like to say. I went Houston and they tied. I went Jacksonville twice and they won both. And as I'm looking at the slate, hold on, I'm missing games. Someone else go. Jets, Steelers.
I got Steelers. I also got Steelers.
I got the Steelers here.
Give me the Milson, baby. Zach Wilson is back. Give me the freaking Jets. I love it. Jake, I see you reacting right now. Hop on board. Hop on board with me here. Maybe it's your board. I'll give you it. It's your prediction. I'll hop on board with you. It may be my disdain for the Steelers. It may be because I thought Zach Wilson could potentially be a good quarterback. I don't know.
But he give me Zach. Some aspects.
Hold on. I'm between a couple. You know, yeah. It's either this or Houston beating the Chargers in Houston.
The Chargers beating Houston. Guess. Houston is... baby, welcome aboard. And also, the Chargers beating Houston to Houston, that's an upset? Okay, we'll just get there when we get there. Never mind.
Are you on Adderall? What the hell just came out of your mouth?
I don't really know.
All right, next game here. Bill.
Wait, Jake, who'd you pick, Jets or Steelers?
The Jets.
Okay.
All right, next game here. Bills visiting Baltimore. Bills coming off a loss here. Ravens coming off a – yeah, coming off a win. I forget who did Baltimore just beat? Who did they play?
New England.
Thank you. They beat New England. Lamar looks like the MVP so far. And, yeah, we'll go to – who wants to go first? Carter, start us off.
Josh Allen missed a – brutally bad throw to end the Dolphins game. The possession before the last on the goal line and fourth and goal, he had him wide open from the beginning of the play and just hesitated a little bit and underthrew him, even though he has a cannon of an arm. I think he plays pissed off, and I think the Bills win. I think their defense is pretty good. I still think Lamar goes absolutely ballistic. He has been clearly the MVP so far. But I think the Ravens – honestly, are still 3 to 4 weeks out from their peak. When J.K. Dobbins is back and healthy, I'm telling you right now, that offense is going to be scary, and I think the defense is already very solid as it is. I think Marlon Humphrey is very underrated. Even being said, give me the Bills.
Bills aren't losing two in a row. Give me the Bills. Ravens are a phenomenal team. I think this will be like their 2-2 start back in 2019, where they started 2-2 and then finished the year at 14-0. Or 12-0, they're not going to do that, but they're going to start 2-2. A little bit of concern, skyrocket. But Bills here.
Yeah, I think I'm with you too. I'm giving the Bills.
I'll go Bills. All right, next game, Chargers visiting Houston. Chargers are losing just a person every single day now. I don't know if Keenan Allen's back. Slater's out for the year. Bosa's out. Looks like going to be for the year. They still have Khalil Mack, I think.
I didn't see that. What happened to Bosa?
I know it said that he'll be out for an extended period of time.
Dear Lord.
But then I have picked the Texans in two games this year, and both times they have failed me. If I pick the Texans again and they lose, I would not be able to sleep at night. If I pick the Chargers and the Texans win, it's fine because I just hate the Texans. I will never pick them again this year. Chargers.
Yeah,
I got Chargers here too. I do want to say this about the Chargers real quick. What a horrible, horrible, horrible start to the season. Like, going into it as a Chargers fan, like, the Chargers franchise hasn't really been relevant since, like, the peak of Phillip Rivers. And even then, they never made any noise in the playoffs.
Nice Super Bowl pick.
They were mine, too. You have a top five quarterback, top running back in Eckler, Mike Williams, Keenan Allen. And then you have a top O-line, Corey Linsley, Rashawn Slater. And then defensively, Bosa, Khalil Mack, Derwin James, J.C. Jackson, Asante Samuel Jr. Top to bottom, one of the best rosters in the NFL. 3 weeks in the season, it looks like it's all gone. Herbert's injured very badly. He's struggling to play with his rib injury. Am I missing a receiver that was out? Keenan Allen's been out.
Palmer's out for the year, too.
You're right. And then you lose
your best.
Yeah. Rashawn Slater, left tackle, out for the year. Bosa looks like he's done for the year.
Lindsey's been out.
Lindsey, I feel terrible for Chargers fans. Not that there's many, but the few that there are. And the only bit of good grace and gratitude I get about this is it couldn't happen to a better coach.
I feel like whichever team going into the season is the most hyped up, they just never work out. Like, something will happen where they just, like, they will not win games. The Browns in 2019, most hyped up team, shat the bed. Chargers this year, every single person and their mother is picking them to go be their Super Bowl pick or at least compete for the Super Bowl, and now they just cannot get a break.
I'd agree.
We all want Chargers?
Yeah, I want Chargers too.
Cardinals using the Panthers, battle of 1 and 2 teams. It's pretty easy. I picked the Panthers to win last week. Another part of my upset was hit. Thank you very much. I will not be doing that again. Cardinals. And I feel like I know where Jack's picking because I know Jack hates one of these teams and loves the other.
Yeah, no, Jake, you're absolutely right. But in his career, Kyler Murray's never lost to Baker Mayfield. I'll take the Cardinals here. I do think it's a low-scoring game, though. I think Kyler Murray kind of gets put in check early. I think the Panthers' defense is slightly slept on. I don't think it's a bad defense.
They'll have the speed to keep Kyler. They have a ton of guys.
Do. And I just don't think Kyler Murray's a good quarterback. I don't think Cliff Kingsbury's a good head coach. I think Matt Rhule down in Carolina, I think he's a moron. He should take the Nebraska job. But I'll take the Cardinals here. Kyler Murray's never lost to his big brother.
Looks like Hunter is in deep thought here.
There you go.
I'm going last.
Oh, no, he has to. No, he has to. He does.
I don't know who to pick here. I hate the Cardinals because I think they absolutely suck. And I think Kyler Murray sucks. But I don't think the Panthers are a very good football team either, gentlemen. So I'm having a bit of an issue. I think it's a very low-scoring game. I think it'll be a very ugly game. So I guess when it comes to that, give me the favorite. So I'll take the Cardinals, but this is going to be a pathetic game.
Ladies and gentlemen, the bag of potatoes, the endless bag of potatoes that supplies for McDonald's around the world is playing this Sunday. And you can go eat some of those potatoes. Your actual whole family can, because, ladies and gentlemen, the Chipotle game is also a McDonald's game of the week, because you can go ahead and supply your family of up to 5 with the McDonald's dinner box for more money. You can go to this game for less money than that. $19. It cost me $20 the other day to go get a dinner box. You can go watch Baker Mayfield waddle around and Kyler Murray also kind of waddle around, which I saw this on Twitter. He kind of does look like a toddler who just stole a cookie and is like running away from his mom. And once you see it, you can't really unsee it. It's the same thing. They're both horrid teams so far. the Cardinals either they're really up and then they're really down, and then they're really up and then they're really down. This week they're up. Give me the Cardinals.
Okay, you said something really interesting that caught my eye.
$20 to watch Baker Mayfield play?
What?
Would you personally pay $20 to watch Baker Mayfield play football?
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. I'm currently one. Also, I am currently 1-0-1. So I'm technically still undefeated in my Chipotle game of the weeks. If the Cardinals blow it to Baker Mayfield.
This is week 4. We have a Chipotle game last week.
I'm undefeated. I know that for sure. Because that's the only game I pay attention to outside of the Browns, really, until I recheck every Monday. I'm 2-0-1.
Is it true you spent $20 on a dinner box?
I did. It was like 18 something, and then with tax, it ended up being 20.
This is not a political podcast, but go vote. That's ridiculous. $20 for a dinner box? That's insane. Go vote.
There's a lot of things he has said very recently that are
okay. Next game. No.
What are we talking about?
Shut up.
No,
you know, he was true. Asking He's for pathetic. A dead congresswoman.
He's pathetic. Rest in peace. Rest in peace. They should sue.
Shut up.
Who should sue? We're moving on.
Could you imagine being dead and then the
Patriots Packers? Patriots Packers in Green Bay. Patriots Packers in Green Bay. I'll start here. So Jack and Hunter have a little break to, you know, speak about sports. It's a sports podcast. Packers.
Give me the Packers. This should be a sweep. We shouldn't even need to talk about this game. We should just keep it moving here. Packers all around.
No, it'll be a closer game than you think. The Patriots are a good defense.
They have no one. They have no quarterback. No quarterback.
They have Brian Hoyer. Brian Hoyer's a winner. And speaking of which, here in this game, like we have a head coach and a quarterback that would both agree with me to go out and vote. But I got the Packers here.
Jake, who'd you pick?
Packers.
Do it. Brian Hoyer's playing, you said?
Put your nuts on the table and pick the Pats.
With Brian Hoyer as the starting QB?
Yes. 50-year-old Brian Hoyer.
No. Give me the Packers. Go Pack, go.
All right. Broncos, Raiders in Las Vegas. Raiders are 0-3. The Broncos, somehow and some reason, are 2-1, but they legit may be the worst team to watch in the NFL. Like I've been saying, Russell Wilson is washed. The Broncos are not a good football team. Their head coach is a moron. Raiders, get the first win.
I'm a Jay. Give me the Raiders. Broncos suck. Even though, well, they still suck. Give me the Raiders.
I think the Raiders season is over. Unfortunately, as weird as that sounds, starting at 0-3, you know, normally you can – it's a tough hole, but you can definitely climb out of it. I don't know if they can in their division. I don't think they will, so I think their season's over, but give me the Raiders as well.
I'm going on the island with Denver. I got the Broncos here, and for one reason and one reason only. God, there is no way the Broncos should be in first place. And Russell Wilson is the most outgoing religious man in the NFL. Never in a million years should they be in first place. Broncos win this game. Also, Hayes, could you do me a favor? If you're listening here at this point in the broadcast, Hayes is our technical producer. Throw in the quick 60-second clip of Russell Wilson talking to someone about the burrito. He looks like a serial killer, like tied someone up that is trying to force them to eat a burrito. Hayes, if you can, just throw that clip in here. Russell Wilson is the strangest dude in the NFL.
He is weird.
I don't think people like him. I think they did at first, like in Seattle, and I just don't – I think he's not well-liked.
Did you guys know the, like, runner-pass thing? Like, that's, like, a universal thing. Like, that actually happens.
What?
Like, you know, like, you guys – did you guys see the TikTok or, like, on social media of Russell Wilson going up and down the sidelines against the Seahawks, and he was telling everyone, let him know, runner-pass.
Oh,
yeah.
Apparently, that's a real thing. I was at the OU Fordham game on Saturday, and – it's not a big stadium, and those two teams don't attract a lot of fans. So we sat second row for free. And you hear on the sidelines, like if any type of play action pass, the whole sideline will yell run or pass. So it's not just a Russell Wilson and Denver thing. Like, that's a legit thing. Or it's a MAC versus an FCS school thing, and Russell's implemented it to the NFL. It's one of the two.
It's weird.
All right. Final two games. They should be pretty good. Chiefs Bucks on Sunday night, I believe, in Tampa. I don't know. Like we talked last week, Tom Brady just doesn't look right. Either it's personal problems or something physically. My guess is he gets receivers back, but I don't know for a fact if he will. Chiefs coming off a loss, they'll be pissed off. Give me the Chiefs. I know it's on the road, and I know Tom Brady's going to want to beat Patrick Mahomes. I'll take the Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm with Jay. Give me the Chiefs as well. I agree.
The Bucks are still a week or two out from being in top form. Give me the Chiefs in a close one.
I think Chiefs win going away here. I think it's a blowout. And then I think it fits into the media's narrative that Brady is struggling with Giselle, and that's why he's losing games. I think Chiefs blow him out, and then they start to panic down in Tampa. Is it a coaching thing? Is it a Brady thing? Is it a Giselle thing? Chiefs here.
All right, last game, 49ers-Rams in San Fran. We're going to go to Jack first.
I want to say easy pick, but I don't think it is. The Niners are favored in this game by 1.5, which shocks me.
Yeah.
And every time I've seen a spread over the past 2 weeks that I thought was a lock, I was always wrong. Like, I don't see a way the Rams lose, and then it's the Niners are favored. That spread makes no sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take the Rams here, but Jake, what do you think?
I don't know if you need more time to think. I was going to save you there. 49ers, past three games since the Rams at home. 49ers have won. Still Jimmy G. It's going to be a similar system. Trent Williams not being healthy is the only part I don't love. But I feel like this is a game that Shanahan always has circled because he's playing against McVay. They're kind of like both coming up in the same age, both coming up in the league. Give me Shanahan. Give me the 49ers.
Yeah, no. Jake, I know I strayed away from you last week, and that was a very bad idea. But this will be my biggest bet of the week. I will be taking plus money Rams easily. There's no way in hell the Rams lose this game.
Like when you bet, like when you bet food with your dad in a game, like Goldfish.
Cold hard cash. Let's go, baby.
Condole?
It might be a hundo.
But condole is the thing that Hondo says. It's not endorsed or sponsored by this podcast. You're not liable.
We do not advocate.
Yeah. Gambling. Monday night, we're going to hundo, baby. Come on.
I said it when Trey Lance got hurt, when Jimmy G came in. I know it looked rough last week. I know it looked really, really, really rough. But I think Jimmy G is going to dial it in. I think the 49ers pick up a huge win, and I think they have a chance to make a Super Bowl run.
Yeah. All right. That's all the games I have. Am I missing anyone?
Nope.
Well, is that all 16?
Yep.
All right. Any last thoughts?
No. Okay. I have one. Really quick. I don't think he listens. But shout out Danny Stoddard. You're having a hell of a season. Leads the entire nation in passing yards. Medina High School quarterback. Also, quick congratulations to one of our own, Carter Hip. Big offer today from Capital Basketball. Out of way, Carter. Proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for listening. We'll see you later.